Can I go? All right. Hey, all right. Wait, hold on. It's live. Bucci live from Goiterfest. Woo! Give it up. Give it up, everybody. Goiterfest. John Spencer just walked in. I don't know why they're laughing. That is
easy.
Last time on Bucci.
Whoa! You smell like pepper. You just put pepper on yourself?
No. The most romantic, sweet-smelling, intriguing-smelling perfume in Memphis. Can you get closer to the mic, please? That's better. It's one sniff for yes and two for no, is that correct? Doctor, is someone in the crowd wearing Timberlands?
Trust Bucci.
Don't you trust,
Verify.
Well, no, I don't like that second part.
I think we should add some lilac and rose.
Not Bush the band, Bush the plant, right?
Bush the plant,
okay,
yeah.
Good.
Oh, it smells really nice. Oh.
I love the smell of lilac. I like the smell of lilac. We're mixing up the world's sexiest or perfume. Doesn't have to be sexy. And what is sexy?
Yeah, I like it.
I like library smell.
Okay.
Because it smells real good.
He loves it.
Fresh baked bread from Europe.
Mmm. You didn't leave that bread in the Black
Forest,
right?
No, I keep pieces in my freezer and I break a piece off every year.
That's the way you do it. All
like
right.
A wedding cake. It's my anniversary.
Feels
I
like
say
a
happy Easter.
Feels like... Oh my God! You don't like it? He doesn't like it.
Do you know any machinists? Do you ever smell machine coolant?
Everyone will want to be your best friend if you smell like a steak.
Like when
a steak.
You smell it and know it, you know it's a dill pickle.
All right, are you thinking about your father now too, Doctor? He is.
You know the little dewdrop on the back of the hair of the tarantula? That's
yeah.
The only part that might be dangerous. But we're talking about the dewdrops that collect on that.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
You know, when I used to be a young kid sitting in the back seat of my father's car when he fueled up the car, how aromatic the car smelled after as he was fueling it.
Smell well.
Smell well.
iPhone 2s don't stay charged for more than, I swear to God, like 5 minutes. I wish my body had a phone charger in it.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-bucci.
Hold on. Mona was using this really weird chair. It's just basically a bar stool, but it's only 2 inches high. I don't know what she was doing. Hold on.
Easy.
Hey, man. How are you doing? Hold on, let me just... So I just needed to spritz some of that perfume that we made last week. What's going on with this microphone? Spritz some of that perfume that we made last week on me. Let me, a couple more. I tell you, this perfume, Bucci number one, is a heady melange. Oh, no. Hey, everybody. Whoa. Yeah, it's Bucci.
Bucci, promise.
I promise. Nice to be here. Okay. I'm addicted to spraying this thing. I think it's just like, I'm trying to build up the strength in my pinky finger, but with all the spraying. People who follow me on Instagram know that I, when I'm spraying perfume on myself, I use my pinky finger to operate the little pump.
Bucci.
Ah. Yeah, this perfume, barbecue, lilac, rose, what else? Coolant, gasoline, grass, yeast, Play-Doh, all that stuff and more. It's been on me. On me. All week. And it's been great. I was at the doctor's office. I'm sourcing hernia doctors. I need a new one of those. And one of the nurses must have smelled me because she said, wow. You know, I wore it on a date with my still recent wife. I wore it to go see the movie Megalopolis.
Megalopolis.
I am not strong enough to talk about that movie right now. But I can tell you, that perfume made it way better.
Megalopolis.
I think the complexity of the scent matched the complexity of the movie. It was almost like Smell-O-Vision enhanced. The movie became a character in the film. And at the end, actually, people had stopped watching
Megalopolis.
And they were just they're just sniffing Bucci. Stay off! Get off! I'm trying to watch Megalopolis! Get off! That's what it sounded like. Alright, that's enough. Let's crack a can of Golden Grahams. It's actually a milk that was left over from my pre-show bowl of Golden Grahams, which I then took the milk and then carbonated. Tastes like white Golden Grahams. Kind of getting slowly bringing up this thing to speed. It's the Bucci's first show of the WFMU Hellraiser.
HOA status.
No,
is...
that's the wrong drop.
Hellraiser.
There's the right drop. I'm not going to talk about that HOA stuff with the condo. They're on me because I work out on the roof a lot. And I, you know, my barbells are always clunking and clanking. And it's disturbing the person on the top floor who's so rich. They could afford like some buffers in their ceiling, which is what I screamed at them. You ever scream the word buffer? It's a weird word to scream. Anyway, Hellraiser.
Hellraiser!
Which is the radio station's soft fundraiser that gets us through the rest of the year. Keeps the station in pens that never have any ink in them. Why do none of these pens have ink in them? I think someone here is sucking the ink out of these pens and then filling their own pens with the ink.
Easy.
Yeah, the Hellraiser, there's all sorts of expenses that the building that WFMU incurs. Obviously, the building and its infrastructure is... And the DJs have planned all sorts of shows for the month. It's a month-long fundraiser. We'll talk about that later. So, if you want to show Bucci that you like/are okay with him, pledge to this show. You can do it on, if you do it now, pledge during this hour, it'll go right to
Bucci.
And I have some fun shows planned as well. The shows will get spookier and spookier as we get closer to Halloween, too. So stay tuned for that. But today, we're going to do something. We're going to do some family fun.
Ooh.
That is not a family-friendly drop. That drop is labeled family-friendly, literally. That's what my uncle sent that to me. Does that sound family-friendly to you?
Ooh.
no. Someone's leering at the family. We're going to do some family fun, some fall fun. Turn you down. What are some staples of the season? Huh? The fall season. Sweaters. Pumpkin carving. Hot chocolate fights. Leaves changing. So beautiful. What else? The chat over there at WFMU.org is saying autumn-themed pornography. No, no, I don't think so. Halloween, you know, we're just talking to Mona about Halloween. We both can't wait for it. And there's one other thing. And it's the thing, if you go to a harvest festival, if you're lucky enough to go to a harvest festival, you are guaranteed to see this thing. What is it? The chat is saying the P word again. No, it's bobbing, specifically for apples. So much fun!
Ba-ba-ba-ba-boo-che.
Nice, wholesome thing to do with your partners or your kid, or your date. No one dies or gets hurt. Wicked fun. Wicked fun, as they say in Rhode Island and Connecticut. And at the end of it, you get a nice fat red apple. And a prize, too. Usually another apple. So I'd like to bring that kind of fun to this show. A little bobbing for apples competition. It's going to be a competition. It's going to be a competition. It would be ridiculous to do it without there. You, so what it's going to be is you and Bucci, the DJ, heads in the same bucket, nose to nose, though if your nose touches my nose, you're immediately disqualified. And we'll both be scrambling and scrambling and scrambling, trying to see who brings up that nice apple first in their teat. I brought a barrel. I brought 20 apples. Here's one. And Jim the Poet brought the water, about 6 gallons of water. He's got a lot of water laying around his house for some reason. So we're going to go head to head. How about that? How about them apples? And to kind of tie it all back in to the Hellraiser. If you lose, you got to pledge to Bucci. It's just, that's, you gotta do it. And if you win, just pledge a little less. Pledge to Bucci again, but less. Whatever you can afford. So, people on the chat over there, the message board stuff, that area of the WFMU website, are saying, well, what's going, who's gonna monitor this? What, we're going to just believe Bucci? I know we trust Bucci, but it would be nice to have like an outside eye to kind of, you know, control this competition so it doesn't get out of control or crooked. And so I brought in my very special guest. He is a Bobbing for Apples judge. Let me please welcome Mike. Mike Mastrati. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Bucci. Nice to be here.
So bobbing for apples.
Yep.
And you, what do they call you? What is your title? You are, hold on. You're the bobbing for apples quartermaster.
Yep.
I always thought quartermaster was like kind of a nautical thing.
Yeah, that's what I said when they gave me the job. Huh. It's traditional, I guess.
Cool, interesting. So this must be, This must be a pretty busy season for you, huh?
Very busy. Including you, I've had 15 events this week.
Wow.
For the week of Halloween, I'll be doing it pretty much 24/7.
So for the people listening at home, like, what is your role in all this bobbing? What is your role in bobbing for apples?
Well, I supply the apples, the bucket, and the water. You supply the mouth.
Supply the mouth, okay.
And I also timekeep. Offer encouragement, stuff like that.
Yeah, people forget it. It's hard to bob for apples, right?
Well, yeah, it's not as easy as people think. You think of it like biting into a hard skin object that's floating away from you. You'll see how difficult it is.
No, yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. My method when I do it is, has always been to like force the apple to the bottom of the barrel. Just kind of try to force it as much as possible, you know?
That's a good method. Get that resistance, right?
Yeah, or if you have really sharp teeth or something like...
Definitely. Or very rotten apples.
No thanks, right?
No.
So, I brought you here. Are you looking forward to judging this competition?
Yeah, definitely.
Bet you've never judged a Bobbing for Apples competition on the radio before, huh?
Well, no. Actually, Michelle did it on her show. Feelings, I believe it's called, a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, that was fun too. She's a hoot.
Well, I didn't know that. Well, this is gonna be better. Okay, I didn't know that it was so already did it, but this one's gonna be even better. I bet she didn't do her. Yeah, you know.
Hey, well, it's not a competition.
It is actually. Mike, it's literally a competition.
I'm sorry.
Fine.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'm
Stop
sorry.
Saying it. Okay, anyway, that's going to be... Mike and I are going to be... you're going to be doing this competition. You're going to be... your head's in the barrel, my head's in the barrel, and Mike's going to be... on the clock and making sure everything's great.
I'm sorry.
So after the break, it's going to be a bobbing for apples competition.
Bucci bob.
All right, so you're gonna bob for apples. Bucci's gonna bob for apples. We're gonna have a good old time. That is just the way God planned it. It's Billy Preston only. On WFMU.
Should I just stay here?
Hold on a second. That's the way God planned it, only on WFMU.
I'm sorry.
Shut up.
Humble, like the good Lord say, He promised to exalt us, but no is the way. How men be so greedy when there's so much left?
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is
bobbing for apples. With Bucci.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Bucci Bob.
Four apples.
Hey, it's Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, I just said that. We are back. We're bobbing for apples. Well, not yet. But that's what we're doing today. You're going to go head-to-head with Bucci. I got a whole barrel of water. I got 20-so apples. I got my new friend, Mike. He's going to be judging the whole competition, watching over it to make sure that nobody... cheats. It's good, some good wholesome fun. for once, huh? Bobbing for apples. No, nothing like it. Or Robert for apples, as they say in the UK. And that would be that phone number to start bobbing is 201-209-9368 once again. Hey, Mike, I have a question that I've been curious about. Why is it called bobbing for apples? Because, you know, you don't bob like the apples bob, right? So why isn't it called, I don't know, biting for apples or something?
That's true. Never thought of it like that.
Apples for bobbing, that's another one, right?
Yeah, that's also a good one.
Great. See, I have lots of good ones. Come back later for another one. But until now, we're gonna Robert for apples. Caller, you got Bucci with this person.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this? Let me guess.
It's Hero.
Isn't it Hero, right? It is Hero, right?
Yeah.
So, Hero, have you ever, you're a bobber for apples. Have you ever done that, either professionally or on an amateur level?
No, I haven't done it, but I think this will be my first time. Hey, do you drool a lot?
I'm sorry, what did you just say, Hero?
Do you drool a lot? Because I want all that
drool. Oh, I see. This wasn't a non sequitur. You're worried about the cleanliness of this bucket of water. Is that what you're doing? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Well, no, because people who follow me on Instagram over there at Bucci Nights know that my mouth is bone dry. It's almost sterile. So that's a very good question, Hero. To put it to rest, wait, do you drool a lot?
No.
You're not drooling right now, are you?
No, I'm keeping it back.
Okay. So, all right. Are you ready to, Bob, we're gonna count off. Are you ready? I got this barrel of water. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go. You ready, Mike?
Yep.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, Bob!
Bucci.
Bob. More apples.
Bob! Keep bobbing! Keep bobbing! Get that apple! And...
Okay, let's see. Let's count the count your apples there. How many apples did you get there, Hero?
I got 4.
Ooh, I got 5. Actually, 4.5 because I chewed one because it was so delicious. So it sounds like you lost by a half. So unfortunately, the rules is you got to donate to the show, Hero. I think $10 is a good amount.
Well, I don't know.
Just mail a check, Ken at WFMU, and he'll pass it on to me. Better anyway.
Maybe it could be your $10 that you're supposed to give me.
I thought we already talked. I thought I've already given you that money.
No.
I'm gonna have to check with my wallet, but I'm pretty sure I did. Okay, Hero. I'll see you when you donate to the show. Bye. Caller Igabuchi.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Henry.
Oh, hey, Henry. How is it?
Good.
Have you been warming up your, like, are you a big bobber for apples? I bet you are.
No, but I did eat an apple before I called in.
Interesting. So you're kind of, did you do that to warm up?
Yes.
So you're kind of used to, like, now eating an apple out of your hand and eating out of a bucket of water are two different things. Like, literally two different things.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we're gonna go for it. Are you ready? Are you ready, Mike? He's ready. Ready?
1, 2, 3, Bob!
Are you bobbing? Bob! Bobby Bob!
Bob, keep bobbing, keep bobbing. Get that apple, get that apple. And time.
Done. All right, Henry, how many apples did you get?
First tell me yours.
What's that? First tell you mine. Okay, I'll count. Well, I did very well. I did 16 apples. What did you do?
33 million.
Nope. That doesn't sound right. Where would you even... You can't... This is a small barrel. You can't put 33 million apples... Are you cheating?
No.
You can't... I don't want any cologne right now.
There's a whole Mona Lisa of apples.
There's a Mona Lisa of apples. So what does that mean? Yes. What do you mean by a Mona Lisa of apples, Henry?
It's like they're all stacked up to make the Mona Lisa.
Wow, so you not only pulled these apples out of the barrel, but you also arranged them so it looks like the Mona Lisa?
Yes.
You win, Henry. You only need to donate $10 to the show.
Now you need to give me $30.
When did this become a bet, sir?
Because I won.
Yes, but we never established that this is a gambling event. This is a good old-fashioned, wholesome bobbing.
Four apples.
I don't care.
You don't care? Man. All right, well, because I would just rather, you know what, Henry, I would prefer it if you just donated to the show. And then we just we called it even.
Come face to face and you need to give me my $10.
All right, well, I will give you $10 and then if you promise to send it right back to Bucci.
No.
Why?
Bucci.
Give me $30.
Bob.
And if you don't give me them by next week, I'm going to double the price by $3 million.
What's the vig on this gambling thing? On this bet? How much?
If you don't give me
$30 million.
If you don't give me $30 by next week, you're going to need to give me $33 million next week, after the week after the next week.
Man, you used to drive a hard bargain, but Bucci drives a hard motorcycle. Okay, Henry, see ya. That definitely made sense. Call it, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, how are you?
Yeah, hey, who's this, Franco?
Yeah, it's Franco.
Hey, Franco, how are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm sitting on the edge of the bed.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but...
Like Don Draper, right? The Don Draper at the end of every Mad Men, he's just sitting at the edge of the bed.
Yeah, kind of like that. But I'm doing it for practical reasons. I closed the door, so I wouldn't have to hear any kickback from the radio.
Okay, anyway. Thank you very
much. On to the apples.
Yes, on to the apples. That is a Franco adage. So, all right, Franco, do you bob for apples often? I mean, you've had so many experiences. Have you bobbed for apples?
Believe it or not, never.
Believe it or not. Well, no. That means I'm gonna.
I know what it
I'm gonna
is.
Blow
though.
You out of the water. Yeah, but you've. It's almost like a face wash, except there's like a little prize for you. You know, like people are just washing their face and you get nothing out of it. This time you're doing it, and you're clean. You clean the inside of your mouth first.
Yeah, I gargled with hydrogen peroxide this morning after breakfast.
All right, let's go.
All right.
1, 2, 3,
bomb! Get that!
All right, nice job.
Mike says it's a good job. All right, Franco, how many apples did you grab with your teeth and mouth?
I only came up with a dish sponge, and it smells pretty suspect.
You came up with a dish sponge.
You put that in there, right?
I think I might have been cleaning the bottom of the barrel. I might have left it there. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
That shouldn't have been that. But I'm afraid because I got 6 apples right here on my lap here.
Yeah.
I'm afraid you're going to have to donate to the show. If you can do it. If
well,
you can pledge the show.
Let me tell you. You got 6 apples, but that's not going to mean anything when you start suffering gastrointestinal distress from dirty water.
Bucci.
Okay?
Added.
Well, but you know what? My love of WFMU supersedes any love I have of my own body and health, which is obvious
if you listen
to this show. All right, Franco, thank you for participating and losing the Bobbing for Apples competition with Bucci.
Does that mean I have to pick you a Halloween costume at the drugstore?
No, well, that's another show. We'll talk about that later.
Okay, bye.
Bye, homie. Call you, Bucci.
Bucci?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, Bucci. Well, it's definitely not Bob N.
What?
This is Jacob.
Oh, hey, Jacob. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Ready to bob.
You're ready to bob.
Bucci.
I'm ready to Bob, but I have a question. You know, I've been keeping track, and it looks like you're probably out of apples at this point. So I brought some of my own.
You brought your own apples?
Well, I brought my own to share with you.
Okay, well, that's very nice. Okay, but put them in the just put them in the barrel, please.
All right. Here we go.
Thank you very much. Wow, that's a lot of apples. Yeah.
I knew.
Hellraiser.
I do too.
All right, are you ready? There, sir, Jacob.
I'm ready.
All right, you ready, Mike? He's ready.
1, 2, 3, ball.
During this time, it's often important to remember that WFMU needs your help.
Hellraiser!
To stay afloat for this year.
All right! Nice job!
How many apples?
I got several.
Several? All right. I got several plus two. So I'm afraid you're going to have to donate to the show. If it's a pledge to the show, pledge to the hell. You love WFMU,
Hellraiser,
right? And specifically this show?
I strongly like it.
Okay. So, if you can afford it, just give me a couple fozzles because it'll keep, if you spend $50, you get two new t-shirts. We got two new t-shirts. You know about the t-shirts, Jacob?
What's the t-shirt?
There's two new ones. There's a gold one called Golden Airwaves, which is like, it says WFMU. It's got like an airwave kind of thing under it. And then there's a anglerfish one, which is all these, you know what an anglerfish is?
Some sort of sea animal.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a sea fish. That's right.
Thank you.
And, but it's really beautiful. And for $50, that will be yours. So
that sounds amazing. Thank you, Bucci.
All right. Goodbye, Jacob. 201-209-9368. Yeah, and then if you lose to Bucci on this apple bobbing competition, and pledge to the station $75, you're gonna get the Bucci premium, which is the coolest T-shirt in the world. If you it's the one of the last times you can get it. You pick that premium and one other new shirt, and it's gonna be great.
Premium Bucci.
You know, my parents met at an apple bobbing event. They went for the apples and ended up bobbing for love. And what did they bring up in their teeth? That's right, Bucci. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, proud Hellraiser donor.
Oh, fantastic.
Supporter of the show, Bucci.
Thank you very much, whoever you are. I'm not entirely sure who this is, but thank you very much.
Exactly.
Oh, voice on the other side of the phone. Thank you very much, sir.
Your opening had kind of youth pastor vibes.
My opening had youth pastor vibes. If I had a dollar for every time someone said that, I'd have,
You'd have a few bucks.
I'd have $6. So.
Hey, can I ask Mike a question?
Do you want to ask Mike a question? Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Hey, Mike, is it okay if we add a few more smaller apples in here, because my mouth doesn't open as much as it used to?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Okay, he said yes, so I guess that's fine.
All right,
are you ready?
I'm gonna be able to do this, I think.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, Bob.
1, 2, 15. Keep bobbing. Get that apple. All right. Nice job.
Did you throw up in my apple water?
No. I spit up on my shirt. I didn't get it in there. Hold on. Let me scoop that up.
No. Don't even bother. Zachary, how many apples did you bob for?
Well, I got three of the big ones, and then the crab apples, I got 27.
Wow, crab apples. Yeah, well, because you can fit like three or four, like you said.
Hi, Bucci, nice to be here.
Yeah, you already told me
nice
that.
Nice to be here too, Mike.
Mike, just stay in your lane. This is Bucci's show. Don't take over the show, Mike. All right.
Why does everyone try to do that with you, Bucci?
They sense weakness, and my weakness is strong.
You're very strong, Bucci.
I gotta go.
My friend Steve, he bobs for scratch-off tickets. That's tough. You're talking about tough. That's tough. Because not only do you have to, in these rules, you have to pull the ticket out of the barrel with your teeth, but you also have to scratch off the boxes with your teeth first, underwater. Can you imagine that going, la 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 la, and then scratching, the teeth, the thing off, and then pulling it out, and then you might not even win. You try that underwater with the clock ticking. Steve is the master. Or he's never successfully done it, but he is a master at going to that event. Caller Yugabuchi. Hello, who's this? Hello.
Leo.
Leo. Hey, Leo.
Yes.
Yes, it certainly is. That's established. Okay, Leo, how many times do you bob for apples in the autumn season?
Not at all.
So you've never been even as like a 2-year-old?
No, I don't think so.
What about as a 1-year-old?
No, I don't think so.
What about in the womb? That's kind of like bobbing for apples, right?
Well,
if apples is like the nutrients that your mother is giving you, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So you cannot. You absolutely right.
Easy.
All right, Leo. All right, we're gonna. Enough of the chit chat. Let's bob for apples. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, now it's time for you to go.
One, two,
count
three,
faster.
Bob.
Megalopolis.
All right. Nice job.
Nice job, Leo. How many apples?
I didn't get any. I got...
You got nothing. You were flailing around there. Almost like your mouth was shut. Was your mouth shut? That's one of the key things about this show. You got to have the thing open, mouth.
Well, no, but I got 4 scratch off tickets.
I did put some scratch off tickets on. Did you win? What are the number? What did you get? Cherry.
No, I got 3 houses and then a hotel.
Ah. All right, Leo, I'm sorry. But you know what? Because you you did so poorly in this event, if you could pledge to Bucci and help him out for this year's Hellraiser, I would, he would appreciate it.
Well, Bucci, had I won, would have you pledged me money?
No, well, that's an interesting question. I'm going to think about it on the other side of this phone call. See you, Leo. It's not an interesting question. I'm very good at this. I'm sorry everybody's losing at bobbing for apples, but I bob for apples at Yale, about 20 feet from Yale. And I also bob for apples on the long winter nights, even past autumn. Just, you know, I just chip through the ice with a nice pick, throwing a couple dozen apples, and you have a party, baby.
Trust Bucci.
201-209-9368. We're bobbing for apples with Bucci. Caller Ego Bucci.
What's up, my Bucci?
Hey, who's this?
That's Double G.
Double G, downtown Double G. It's been a while. Where have you been? Summer camp?
I'm in an undisclosed location in the West.
All right. Yeah. El Segundo?
I mean, you know, undisclosed, right?
I could guess all day.
Shut up. Hey, by the way, I know why it's called Bobbing for Apples, by the way.
All right. Hit me, figuratively.
You know Johnny Appleseed? Johnny yes. Appleseed's cousin, Robert Appleseed. They named it after him, you know, Bobby.
Yeah, he was the, what was he, younger? He was the younger one. So yeah, Johnny Appleseed planted the apple trees, and then he showed up.
We have the name, you know.
And then he showed up, and he took all those apples, and he put them in a thing, and he went a-bobbing, right? Is that what happened?
I mean, yeah, pretty, like, long story short,
that is...
he used to dunk his head.
Okay, well, I hope you're going to dunk your head in this thing of apples, this vat that I got going on here. Are you ready?
All right, my hat's backwards, I'm ready.
Well, that's very important. You sound like a pro.
1, 2, 3, bomb!
Get that apple!
Hellraiser!
All right! Nice job.
Nice job, Double G. What did you get? How many apples did you bring up out of the...
I think I swallowed like 6.
You swallowed them?
Yeah, I didn't know what to do.
How many did you swallow? I got to ask the question.
I think about six. I want to say six, but it felt like 10.
All right, and they're just lodged in your. You sound like they really went down. You're all in your belly, huh?
Yeah, you know it's gonna.
Well, I got 12 apples. I pulled 12 apples out of the abyss, and that sounds like more than six. I'm no. But all right. So just pledge at wfmu.org. You can go online, pledge.wfmu.org/donate/B2, and that's gonna go right to Bucci.
All right, to Ken's show. He copied that.
All right, Ken. What? WFMU is going through its monthly Hellraiser. It's a soft Hellraiser. We got all sorts of events going on at Monty Hall and our space here at Monty Hall or elsewhere. There's a listener meetup and pinball tournament on 10-6 at the Transmitter Brewery at Brooklyn Navy Yard. It's going to be hosted by Michelle with one L. She's going to be kicking bottoms and not even bothering to take your name. And then what else? Michael Shelley is going to be having a coffee cake bake-off, which sounds insane. If you've ever tasted Shelley's cake, you'll know that you have a very good chance in coming in first for that. He puts raisins in it or something. And then that's October 5th at Monty Hall. And then what do we have? Karaoke night? Whoa! With our own Clay Pigeon and Maddie Warwick of Garbage Time. At 10-11 at Monty Hall. Ghost Films with Jonesy, Glenn Jones. I'm not entirely sure what Ghost Films he's going to show. That sounds cool. And then the Record Fair. Everybody loves the Record Fair. And
get away!
I'm sorry.
And that's 11, November 1st to the 2nd. And I'm going to be live at the Record Fair with my special guest, Mona. Anyway, 201-209-9368. Support the Hellraiser right now. Hey, Jim! Jim, you want to bob for apples with me?
I'm allergic to apples. I don't know if I can.
You're allergic to apples?
I'm allergic.
You really are?
Yeah, I get hives.
You get high?
Yeah, maybe. No, hives.
Oh, hives.
Hives, like H-I-V-E-S.
Oh.
The E-S is very important.
The E-S is very important,
very important
in that word.
Yeah, hives.
Okay, so you can't do it.
No, I mean, I'm willing to do it because there's a lot of backwash floating around in there, I'm sure.
These are very weak apples, too.
They're weak? What do you mean? They're kind of baking apples or
no,
something?
No, yeah, they're softer and they're not very flavorful.
I just, you know, it's hives. It's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of facial tick problems, but I'm willing to.
You
I'm
get a facial tick. Okay.
I get facial ticks.
All right, Mike, are you ready to go against me and Jim? Are you? Don't clap. That's your show.
Oh, that's my show.
Yeah. All right, Mike, you ready?
Yep.
Let's get going.
1, 2, 3. Bob!
It's too loud! It's too loud! You're bobbing too loudly!
I'm bobbing!
Don't say you're bobbing while you're bobbing! You're getting no apples, you're just thrashing around!
Get that apple! Alright! Nice job!
How many apples did you get? Did you not get any because of your allergy?
I was kind of chewing the apple. You're supposed to pick them up and take them out of the thing?
Yeah, really you were using your hands also, I noticed. And you're not supposed to be doing
that's
that.
That's not legal?
Technically, you should have your hands behind your back.
I'm covered in hives, though, so I must have gotten a couple.
Yeah, you really break out quickly.
Do you have an EpiPen?
It's almost like there's a little mouth between your other eyes.
I have kind to of. Do that thing with the pen where I make a little hole and then I breathe out of the hole.
Okay, could you go do that somewhere else?
I'm gonna go do it over here.
I can't watch another tracheotomy, another back alley tracheotomy. That's not how you pronounce that word. 201-209-9368. We are bobbing
for apples
with Bucci. Oh, so if you want to talk about Megalopolis while bobbing for apples, too, we can also do that. Megalopolis. Hey, Mike, did you see Megalopolis?
Yep.
That's it?
Yep.
201-209-9368.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks for having me on. Do you want to bob for apples, just you and me? Little one-on-one?
Sure. Yeah, no problem. Okay. I guess we'll just go it, right?
Yep.
All right, let's bob.
1, 2, 3, bob! Bob, Bucci, bob, bob! Bob for death, Bucci.
Oh, no! Bucci and Tommy! Flex and a Howlizer to save his life!
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci!
You've been bobbing for apples with Mike. At WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online all the time at WFMU.org. Remember, who listens to Bucci? Nobody anymore. Mike!
The Hellraiser. 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 Hellraiser.